with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. There are several indicators that can put a county on the state's coronavirus watch list. Both Riverside and San Bernardino County case rates and the testing positivity rates are still too high to be removed. KBCR's Megan Jamieson learned the latest on Tuesday from County Health Department representatives.
Riverside County Health Department spokesman Jose Arbalo says the area has a mixed bag of numbers. It has 196 cases per 100,000 people and a test positivity rate of 11%. But there are plenty of ICU beds and ventilators available.
Our hospitalizations and ICU cases have dropped significantly over the last 2 or 3 weeks, which is a very good thing. Unfortunately, on the flip side, we passed 900 deaths over the weekend, and sadly, I think we're approaching 1,000 that we hope we don't get to, but it looks like we might within the next week or so.
Arbalo says they believe the recent deaths are related to the July 4th holiday, and he warns the county is bracing itself for a case spike after Labor Day weekend. Lana Culp, spokesperson for the San Bernardino County Health Department, agrees.
We really do want to encourage everyone to not gather because we have seen that that is how this virus is spreading quickly, is through gathering.
San Bernardino County last reported a case rate of 220 per 100,000 people and a test positivity rate of 12%. Culp warns that a technical glitch at the state level led to an underreporting of cases, so the current numbers may not be accurate. She says the issue has been resolved, but counties may see an increase in cases over the next week due to the glitch.
Hopefully from this point forward, we'll see more accurate data. Then we'll actually get a better idea of, you know, what the cases look like in our county. But if, you know, what the data is showing right now is true, then we're working on a downwards trend, and that's a good sign.
Both counties are recommending continued mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. And now that they've resolved testing shortages, they are encouraging all residents to get tested. Results turnaround time is now 3 to 5 days. Megan Jamieson, Empire KVCR News.
Inland Empire restaurants and grocery stores are having difficulty providing exact change due to a national coin shortage. Here again is KVCR's Megan Jamieson, who has more on how this happened and the ways businesses are adapting.
The supply chain interruption for coins first started when businesses and banks closed due to the pandemic. Then stay-at-home orders for Fed employees meant coin production slowed down. Now, to ease the shortage, there are strict limits on bank requests for dimes, nickels, quarters, and pennies. So a number of large retailers are adapting. Walmart is making self-checkout registers card only, and Ralph's is asking if change from purchases can be applied to customer loyalty cards. Many small businesses are feeling the effects too and asking for exact change or credit card payments only. The most unique approach goes to the San Manuel Casino, who announced a promotion to encourage patrons to bring in coins in exchange for gaming credits. So now's the time for people to collect lonely coins laying around their house. People can also check to see if their banks exchange coins for dollars or with their credit card companies for special offers. Megan Jamieson, Empire KVCR News.
Fire crews from Nevada and Arizona are joining the battle against the nearly 24 major wildfires burning in California. At a news conference Wednesday, California Governor Gavin Newsom insists steps have been taken to maximize our own ability to fight fires.
We've been putting billions, quite literally billions of dollars, over the course of the last number of years into procuring more equipment, establishing even stronger relationships with FEMA and our partners up and down the state of California and the exceptional mutual aid system that I'll put up against any state anywhere in the world.
Newsom says California is an incredibly resilient state and that we will get through this moment in time as we have others. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.